Russian churches need you to help in the Georgia-Russia conflict. Thousands will have God's Word in cyclone-stricken Myanmar, and a seminar is helping a woman in India make a spiritual difference in her neighbors' lives. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The Russia-Georgia conflict continues to fester, threatening relationships that go beyond the region. The spewing rhetoric may cause even more damage. As the saber-rattling continues, thousands of people are in need. Slavic Gospel Association's Joel Griffith has been in contact with pastors in North Ossetia. They're reporting...
The hostilities between the Georgian and Russian armies have already resulted in several thousand civilians being killed. We've got an estimated 100,000 people who have lost their homes. We've had refugee families from South Ossetia who have been flooding north across the Russian border.
The Union of Evangelical Churches Baptist are being proactive.
All of the UECB churches in North Ossetia are sending people to visit the injured in the hospitals. They're also trying to help the refugees with food and clothing, and they're also trying to seize every opportunity they can to share the gospel.
They can't sustain them for long. Your financial support will not only help feed them, but provide Russian Christian literature. Go to our website. Next, while U.S. President George W. Bush pressed Chinese President Hu Jintao to use his influence in the region to end the Darfur crisis, relative peace has come to southern Sudan. Years of civil war left many without hope. This peace is allowing for something historic, says American evangelist Sammy Tippett.
The people of southern Sudan have been just devastated by the Islamic government up the north, and so freedom has come to some extent. So for the first time in many, many years, they're going to be able to hold a very large outdoor public evangelistic meeting.
Speaking on his way to the event, Tippett believes the people of southern Sudan are uniquely ready for the gospel.
When I go into an area that has been torn apart, the people are ready, they're open, they're hungry for the good news of the gospel. So it'll be interesting to see.
Tippett's asking you to pray that many will turn to Christ. You're listening to Mission Network News. Cyclone Nargis swept away everything in Burma, including Bibles. Requests coming into World Bible Translation Center for New Testaments reached at least 500,000. John Anderson says...
People who had been affected by Cyclone Nargis were coming and asking them for scriptures. They even had some Buddhist monks that were asking for scriptures to help them to understand what was going on in their situation and in their world, and they felt like the scriptures would give them some answers to that.
WBTC committed to provide and distributing 50,000 New Testaments, but God blessed them beyond what they could have imagined.
Right now, we have enough funds to do a little over 100,000 copies.
More funds are coming in every day. Nine ministries and believers on the ground will distribute the easy-to-read scripture in and around the capital. The Old Testament translation is already in progress elsewhere, but it's unfunded. Go online if you'd like to help. Meanwhile, hatred used to fuel the division of people groups in Papua New Guinea. It resulted in over 800 language groups Wycliffe Associates Bible translators work with today. Thankfully, the knowledge of the gospel has started healing the people and the divisions. With every new translation, more healing takes place, but translators are spread thin. There's only one support staff for every four translators. Tons of available volunteer positions can be found on our website. And the knocks at one woman's door may have been an Orissa State rebel group. She opened the door anyway. It was a neighbor needing prayer. The woman used what she learned at a Partners International Scriptures and Youth Seminar to pray. Since then, people in the village go to her for prayers for healing. She and her husband have put into practice what they learned at the seminar and have seen many people come to Christ. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sat7 is making available the music video, The Lord's Prayer, yours free for the asking. It's a moving, high-end production showing how the power of the Lord's Prayer unites Christians in the Arab world. It'll inspire you, too. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.